The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once, Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And heartfelt welcome to all the principals from all the schools, from all across the area. Just in case you wondered, St. Teresa has not suddenly become twice as popular as yesterday. Question for you here. How many of you yesterday had a storm, an enormous storm, so bad that it knocked out power for a long, long time? So most everybody. But anyway, it was so bad here that we were out of power for like 7 hours. And the only thing that I could think of when the power finally came back on at like 1 a.m. was thank goodness the power came back on, because talk about a challenge. Imagine trying to do this day without any electricity, right? Give thanks to God for these little things. And speaking of big storms, we have a perfect reading here for us today. A perfect reading, the story of the storm on the sea. And it's not perfect just because we all had a big storm yesterday. It's perfect because, figuratively speaking at least, we're all living through a storm right now. It's a time of great turbulence. It's a time in which much is in transition. It's a time in which trust in institutions is an all-time low. It would hardly be an exaggeration to say that there is no more trust in institutions. Trust is a very, very precious commodity. And it's only given when it's earned. And it's only given to individuals. It's a time in which everyone feels like there's another shoe and it's about to drop, right? Figuratively speaking, we're living through a storm. And if there's a message for us in this time, it's the message that we get from this gospel reading. It's the message that St. Peter teaches us. Keep your eyes on the storm and you will sink. But keep your eyes on the Lord, and you'll be just fine. Because, you know, it's a funny thing about a storm. A storm is chaotic by nature. It's unexpected. It's unpredictable. You think you have a plan until the storm hits. It reminds me of a real great quote. You remember that prize fighter from a bunch of years ago, Mike Tyson? Anybody remember Mike Tyson? Anyway, Mike Tyson once said, "Yeah, every fighter has a plan until he gets punched in the face." Storm is like that too. Bad timing, bad will, anxiety, anger, loss of faith. It's very, very difficult. And the message to us comes from St. Peter. Keep your eyes on the Lord and you'll be just fine. But if you look to the storm with all of its details, you're going to sink. Question for you here today as you hear this gospel. Where was St. Peter safer? Was he safer in the boat? Or was he safer out on the water? And I think a moment's reflection will tell you the counterintuitive answer. Peter was safer with the Lord. He was safer out on the water than he was trusting in the work of human hands. And as it is for St. Peter, so it is for us as well. You got to ask yourself this question. Where do you put your trust? Now, you don't really know the answer until you're under the gun. You don't really know the answer until you're on trial, right? But try to answer the question, where do you put your trust? Is it in your bank account? Is it in the economy? Is it in your relationships? Is it in your friends? Is it in your connections? Is it in your position in life? Is your trust in the justice system? Is your trust in the Congress? Do you trust that God will always bless America? Because if you do, you're going to sink. You're going to sink in this storm. And it's, I tell you, the funniest thing, God has the funniest way of putting your trust to the test until you trust in him. Little tiny detail here in the gospel that you might have noticed. It says, Jesus came walking on their way during the fourth watch of the night. Just in case you don't know what that means, the Hebrew people, they divided the night into four watches. The first watch was from 6 to 9. The second watch was from 9 to 12. The third watch was from 12 to 3. The fourth watch of the night was from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., which means Jesus deliberately waited several hours before coming to help his apostles. Why? To bring them to the point where they actually looked to him alone to save them. God has a funny way of doing that. Right? Funny way of doing that. Not to say we don't have to do our part. Like St. Catherine of Siena once said, work as though it all depends on you. Pray as though it all depends on God. You got to do your part. You might have heard the well-worn parable. If you haven't heard it, I'll tell you. Parable of the man who's dying in the storm, right? He's drowning in the terrible flood, and along comes a man in a canoe, and he says, hey, buddy, let me take you to safety. And the man says, oh, no, God will save me. And a few minutes later, the floodwater rises, and along comes a motorboat, and he says, hey, friend, let me help you. Let me bring you into the boat. And he goes, oh, no, God will save me. And the water rises more, and the helicopter comes, and they're dangling a ladder down from the helicopter, and a great big voice cries out, grab the ladder! And the man yells back, God will save me! So he finally dies, and he goes up to heaven. He says, why didn't you save me? And God says, I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more do you want? Of course you have to do your part. But here's the message. God really does provide. And I mean in specifics. I know I've used this example before, but just in case you haven't heard, my favorite story, the story of Mother Teresa and her religious sisters. Because one day they were hosting a lunch and an event for all the superiors of all the houses of her religious order from all across the world. They were all meeting in Calcutta. And it was going to kick off with a great big lunch. Well, they had so many people coming that morning for food, you know, they ran out of food. So the poor sister in charge of planning, she goes to Mother Teresa. We're all out of food. What are we going to do? And Mother Teresa says to her, go to the chapel and tell Jesus that we're out of food. And she says, seriously?
Yeah.
Go. So she goes off to the chapel and she prays. And wouldn't you know it? A couple hours later, the convent gets a phone call. It's from the city of Calcutta. Teachers have just gone on strike. Could you use any extra school lunches this afternoon? God really does provide. Listen, if there's a message for us today, it's one we badly need. If you take your eyes off the Lord, every problem is insurmountable. But if you remember what the psalm says, we'll discover that it's true. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. Let's pray that faith is our own and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Dominic, pray for us.